The first candidate to speak was Pat Harris, a criminal defense and civil rights attorney. A recurring theme in Harris's presentation was that Democrats too often seek compromise with Republicans and need to take a firmer stand on the issues.
Democratic Party's got to fight, and we need fighters. We need people who are willing to stand up and willing to actually go into Washington. And Dianne Feinstein stated not too long ago, we don't need rabble-rousers in Washington. That's exactly what we need. We need people who are going to go and raise hell.
David Hildebrand introduced himself as a corporate-free, democratic socialist, pro-union, working-class candidate for U.S. Senate. Hildebrand has worked as a legislative analyst for over 6 years and said he contributed over 70 hours a week to the Bernie Sanders campaign.
We have to have someone who's not for $7 billion for war, who's not for voting for Iraq, who's not for spying on American citizens. So I said, I'm going to wait, see if anyone jumps in. By the end of February, no one jumped in, so I jumped in. And I said, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do this to win.
The third candidate introduced was Peace and Freedom Party member John Parker, who said he's running because time's up.
It's not only time's up for misogyny, it's time's up for these brutal murders of black and brown youth by police and ICE, and these global warming, and to end these endless wars that drench our world in blood and refugees' sorrow.
During the first hour of the town hall, each candidate fielded questions from the panel, and in the second hour, questions from the audience. The discussion covered a range of issues, including health care, gun violence, the right to unionize, abolishing the Electoral College, climate change, and police brutality. David Phillips, the father of Desmond Phillips, who was killed by Chico police last year, was one of the first people to address the candidates.
30 years, 30 police killings, all justified. So how are you guys going to address that?
Parker was the first to respond, saying that this is one of the main issues addressed in his platform.
The proposal is to stop the use of deadly force, especially in black and brown communities, and declare it a crisis, an emergency crisis, a state of emergency, I say.
Second to speak was Harris, who said his experience as an attorney qualifies him to address the lack of accountability for police violence.
That's what I've been doing with my life, though. For 25 years, I've defended. I have gone in and sued those police officers. I've fought the police department. That's what I've been doing. I have a record of it. So it's not just coming here and talking and then going out and do something. That's what I've been doing.
Hildebrand said he participated in 7 separate protests in Sacramento against the recent shooting of Stephon Clark. He explained that much of the reason district attorneys fail to prosecute police officers is because they receive funding from police administrations. He said the path to change has to begin with voting corruption out of office.
The reality on the federal level is we got a lot of work to do. The reality on the state level is we still got a lot of work to do. But the work is going to be done on the local level. Pamela Price in Alameda County, she's running for DA there. First black woman running for DA. What's that going to change? A lot.
To hear what these candidates said about other issues discussed at Sunday's town hall, listen to the full audio on our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Nolan Ford.